Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia, it is Kennedy Malloy coming to you today from a full lockdown scenario in the formerly great state of Victoria. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Yes, in a full state of emergency, Mickey, but I'm here with bells on, everybody.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day Mickey, g'day Jane.
Here we go, stage four lockdown, I don't care, I'm here in my underpants, I'm being defiant.
Trust me,
I dare someone to come and knock on my door. Hey, we'll get to the bottom of this. Premier Dan Andrews has just spoken. We'll tell you what it means for Victoria and what it means for the rest of Australia as we speak in Apocalypse Watch.
That's true. We're going to get to the bottom of why Danny Minogue is defending her quarantine loophole too, which will be very interesting.
This is a classic.
Absolute no, she has a good classic. Reason and we'll go through it.
All right. Well, why not? Hey, weekend sport. Is covered by the great Neroli Meadows will be joining us. So much fantastic happening in all codes this week. Big news from basketball too, which we'll have to cover. So stand
great.
By for that.
That sounds good. And a bit of tennis news. Don't forget that SpaceX has splashed down and we'll have the latest on that. I'm very excited.
Oh, how did Doug and Bob go?
They're okay. Back.
Yeah, they're all right. They got down.
Is it Doug and Bob?
Yeah.
I think it's Doug and Bob.
You're
crazy
bobbing
uncles.
About. Who... Bobbing about in the water.
Bobbing about in the water. Probably
yes.
in there. Speedos.
Yeah,
had a great weekend. Get to the bottom of that.
Fantastic.
All right. Tom Gleisner is our special guest. Must be having you been paying attention tonight.
It's Monday, so it must be. And
where do
that's
next?
Something to look forward to.
Were
we on last week. Come on, you can't be too greedy. You had the Mickey bump, remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's so right. Yeah,
we love
good.
That. I call BS. I've got the magazines and my hot
I love
hand.
It. And can you give us a hint? Have you got one story for us?
Oh, yes. Well, farmer wants a wife. She had a fiancé all along. How does that work? I ask your honour.
I'm so cynical about the world right now, but that's
really
the worst story of 2020.
That is terrible. That's
that is
outrageous.
A new low. Hey, we've got a brand new sponsor, a former friend.
Oh,
we'll take your calls.
It.
We'll take your tweets. So much to cover.
Wow.
Jane, we're in stage four. we couldn't get out of the state in time, so we're all locked down in Victoria. So Dan Andrews has just spoken, Jane. I don't know what you look for first, but I'll tell you what I look for first.
What?
Bottle shops. Remain open.
High, I must
and
say.
And home delivery food. So they are the two things.
That's all right.
I can get away with everything else.
Okay.
If I can get to the bottle-o,
I think
and
I have to
have
see it's an essential thing to buy, which clearly alcohol
well,
must be.
Well, it is considered an essential item. Supermarkets, grocery stores, bottle shops, pharmacies, petrol stations, banks, news agencies, post offices, and as I said, and I'm assuming, well, have I gone too early? I'm assuming home delivery food is on there. Can someone check that, please?
Yeah, can we
Before
check?
I
don't
panic.
Know about... because in New Zealand, you could not get McDonald's.
Okay,
and,
well, I'll tell you what
and
I'll do.
And they, in stage four, I remember when it finished, all my New Zealand friends said, got to go quick. Got to go to McDonald's, got to bug muck. And they all queued up. And
did
they
you
were
see
took
someone
about 3 hours.
Someone got done for... driving 300 k's for McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
But do you believe that? I just find that is just someone's made that up as an excuse because there's about 50 McDonald's on the way
there
that would have passed. So that's
highway,
just a bit of BS, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I don't know. But it's a really crazy time, this lockdown.
Bunnings, which is, again, the other institution I'd fight for, I was angry when we lost the sausage sizzle.
Oh, yeah, who wasn't?
Now.
I was absolutely
now,
desperate.
You and me, mum and pop, can't go. The only people who can go are bloody professionals. Can Tradie Janie go? Do you have your license?
Well, I do have a registered company name as Tradie Janie, and Tradie Janie was hard at work today, I have to tell you.
What did you do?
Well, because lockdown involves a lot of people in households now, you know.
Yeah. You've got a full tribe coming home to
full tribe
to roost.
In the house to roost. Yeah. So I've got to organise desks for homeschooling for four teenagers.
Yeah.
And just to say, I had to move a bed from one room, but I had to deconstruct it to get it out the door and into another room. So okay. I had my little Allen key. Tradie Janie to the rescue.
Did you have your tool belt on? You look great in your tool belt.
I had a wee tool belt on, and, yes. and I was so happy with myself. But do you think I impressed the teenagers in the house?
No, didn't bat an eyelid.
What, Mum? You're banging on a bit, aren't you? That's what I got.
You know I've got a tool belt for all my remotes, don't you?
That's an achievement. Remember you had those inventions? That's a great idea.
I have a workman's belt that has about 12 remotes attached for
That's
lockdown,
brilliant.
For stage four.
I'm I love there. It. Well, look, we're in for the long run. There's lots to be doing when you're in lockdown. Hmm.
Well, tell me about it. Have we heard any word? Is home delivery food for Victorians still a possibility?
They're
Do we
still
have a producer?
Looking arms up in air. They don't know
Jesus.
Yet.
Jesus, that should
this
be an easy one to
answer.
This
is a very important thing for Mick. Trust me, I can at least whip up a meal, but...
Oh, I'm going to have to import an au pair.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard there's a massive... I can't believe this, but there's a massive inquiry into the au pair industry. Apparently...
Actually, I have a friend of mine's her au pair quit suddenly as soon as lockdown restrictions came in yesterday.
Is that right?
Yes, that's very weird.
Lockdown,
isn't it?
You've got to get out, I suppose.
Oh my
beforehand,
God, they're bolting.
You're part of the family.
All
are
those
you not?
German and German backpackers are going back home.
All right, we're going to go to a song. We're going to come back with Apocalypse Watch and hopefully have an answer to the question all Victorians want to know. Can you still have food
home delivery?
Otherwise, I'm cooked.
All right, we're here thanks to Crown Forklifts. Welcome back, Crown Forklifts, the on-call range. It's guaranteed reliability, superior quality.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world as we know it.
Of a mass extinction.
Kennedy Molloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
Coming to you today from Victoria because we're part of a stage four lockdown. Can I tell you how bad it is for Victorians? President Trump is poking fun at us. President Trump is tweeting about House, everyone thought I was doing a bad job. Have a look at the state of Victoria.
I know.
So when that idiot is laughing at you, you know you're in some strife. And you've brought a nation to its knees. Well done, Victoria. All right, where do you want to start, Jane?
Well, I mean, as we say, we're all in lockdown. It means all children now and teenagers, everybody's at
homeschooling
again.
Homeschooling.
Which is very difficult for both parents and kids. I mean, your best, but life goes on. And today, even today, I still had to do a parent-teacher meeting.
What?
And I did it with seven teachers because that's how you
over
do it.
Over Zoom?
Yep.
Over Zoom. Oh,
yep. And it's a and these are the – when you did it when in real life in the olden days when you used to go to a school hall and you have like a speed dating, 5 minutes with each teacher. That's how
yes,
it used to work.
That's right.
This was the same premise but on Zoom, and you had to re-enter everybody's room and have a chat like that. And the kid has to sit with you. And you know what? It's not something young kids like, teenagers like doing,
sure.
sitting with their mum, doing a parent-teacher meeting on Zoom. Anyway, we got through it. That's only one. I got another one on Thursday. But that's what you do. This is the reality we're living in.
And how did they go, can I ask? Were they going with the kids? Were they generally passing or were they
generally
saying...
there's up and down, bit of distractions going on apparently.
Because my boys are going to fail.
What do you mean? Your beautiful, adorable twins, who I love
idiots.
So much, Freddie and Lenny,
fail.
Gorgeous boys. Why
Fred
are they going to fail?
Lenny Walter. Well, so homeschooling. I had them for homeschooling for 2 days.
Yes.
And
you were very
them.
Proud of them. They,
I was
they
so
did
proud.
So well.
They sat up there behind
I
their computers
them.
For about 5 hours of the day. They took
so
a half
diligent.
An hour. Took half an hour for lunch, and I'd say, "How are you going there, boys? You want to take a break?" "No, Dad, we're going fine." Their teacher calls me. Turns out they haven't submitted any work, but they've been playing video games all day.
Oh, that you thought they were being so diligent.
Well, they told me they were doing it.
Oh,
that's what they said
initial.
They were doing. "Hey, boys, why don't you take a little break?" "Nah, Dad, we're good. We want to do some more learning." "Ah, good on you little fellas."
They sound very ingenious, actually, and I wonder where they got that from there.
Well, I'm pulling them out of school is what's happening.
Now,
come
on, no. They're only in about, what, grade one?
Grade one. They're going straight to military college. They're going to military college, and I...
You usually say only one is, and the other one you'll look after.
The one I'll look after.
Yeah.
I am. And how stupid am I? How stupid am I to think they were willingly sitting up there going above Mickey, and beyond.
Don't worry about it, because kids are very clever today, and I can get you can get fooled by them at any time.
What else is happening in Apocalypse Watch?
Well, let's just say KFC. Oh, sorry, this is going to upset you. KFC has confirmed that there is a chicken shortage. I'm very sorry to say this. Some stores are set to close. Now, we're getting close to finding out whether takeaway food is available in Melbourne or in Victoria because of lockdown.
Jane? Yeah. You know me. I've never hoarded. I've never hoarded in my life.
I know.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bring the news to you.
I didn't hoard with anything else. But I'm about to go and buy 500 buckets of Kentucky.
Yeah, you need to do this, but you can't go to the shop. Really, it's got to be.
What about potato and gravy? Are they running out of potato and gravy?
Look, I'd say that'd be high up on the list because.
Oh my God.
Everybody wants to dip their Zinger burger in.
What about their popcorn chicken? Tell me they haven't run out of the popcorn.
Don't even mention the popcorn chicken.
I would have thought a chicken shortage would affect KFC because doesn't always seem like there's that much chicken in it.
No, they're the tastiest. They've got the best. You know they've got the best chicken.
Yeah, thanks to the old Colonel's herbs and spices. Try a piece of that chicken without the herbs and spices and see how you go.
Sounds good to me. We have actually got a caller on the line. Let's go to Pete if we can.
Yep.
Hello, Pete. You are calling from Melbourne and we're desperate to know, can we get food
home delivery
still?
Food, yes or no?
So apparently, mate, the good news, as of 3 p.m, got an email from Uber saying I can still use the Uber Eats app to deliver food.
Oh, so okay.
Is that indefinitely? Is that prior to the Daniel Andrews announcement or after?
Well, I don't know. That's as of 3 p.m, so like, it can't be too bad.
I'm just looking. I haven't got anything from Uber and my... no notifications. And let me tell you, our family does a lot of Uber Eats.
Put it this way, I'm not living off berries in the local neighbourhood.
No, okay? We need to look after you. I'm going to have to send you a care package, I think.
Oh, please, could you?
I will do that.
How good would that
be? I'll look after you. What else is happening, Mickey?
Well, let's take a look at Trump, I mentioned before, and we've got time to do this. He wants to ban TikTok in the US. It's a huge story, and they say it's because it's owned by China, and he doesn't know what they're doing with the data.
The potential sale of TikTok's US operations to Microsoft is reportedly on hold after US President Donald Trump vowed to ban the Chinese-owned app. The Wall Street Journal is reporting a sale has been agreed, but Microsoft has now halted negotiations despite TikTok's owners making last-ditch efforts to win White House support.
What is happening, and I've been following TikTok all weekend, everybody is doing, it's like their last will and testament.
Yep.
Every TikToker in the US is saying, this might be my last TikTok, so I'm giving it to you. The real reason that we believe, and it's been uncovered, it's not the Chinese conspiracy theory. It's that he cannot stand Sarah Cooper, who does the impressions of him. This is the fantastic comedian, and she has been lip-syncing his insane speeches, or not even speeches, sometimes his grabs that he's doing on the news. And it's bugging him, it's driving him crazy.
And this is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleisner, he's going to join us in the second hour. Narrowly Meadows with a sports update coming up soon too. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Have you been paying attention tonight? Who's on it?
Marty Shigold.
Melanie Bracewell.
That's all good.
Marty Shigold, Celia Pacol.
Yeah.
When am I back on?
You're on last week.
Yeah, last week.
I was on last week.
Yeah. Yep.
Last
week. Said. You have the Mickey bump.
Days
ago. That's good. That's all going well. I was woken up during the middle of the night, which I was happy about.
You haven't turned into a space nerd, have you?
I haven't turned into one. I've always been a space nerd.
I don't like it.
How was the alignment of the Moon, Saturn and Jupiter
on
Saturday night?
Well, incredible, Dave.
Wasn't it?
Incredible. And people will be, and everyone's been, you know, it's been a very good time for Australia, particularly because of Jupiter being so bright in the sky.
Oh, awesome. My God. Mick. Seriously.
It's really been amazing.
Listen to that. That's people tuning out. People changing channels.
Sorry,
just heard
it's true.
Jupiter's being too bright.
It's true. But SpaceX's Crew Dragon in their fabulous gear splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday. And Bob and Doug, our favourite astronauts, dropped in. Can we? You know what it reminded me of?
It's
when
like shooting
down.
Your uncles into space. Let's be honest, SpaceX.
Well,
that's what you've done. You grabbed
so
a couple
crazy
of uncles.
That they, yes, they land in the water.
You popped them in some white slacks. You've driven them in their mum's car to the launching pad, and you've launched them have launched. I don't know how they're going to go to the space station, how they're going to get rid of the old man smell now that Bob and
Doug. Stop it. That's not fair.
I'm telling you. We're not
going to send teenagers into space. What do you think they don't?
It's not the sexy right stuff vibe.
I thought I liked the outfits. I liked them. Did Elon Musk, one of his mates, design them?
Okay.
Anyway, when they drop into the water.
Yeah. Just quickly, before we get to the splashdown, you make a good point. Why are you trusting Elon Musk at the moment?
Why?
When you know he's been bonking Amanda Heard round at the depths. Have you heard the latest? They've actually got footage of them in a lift. Hugging and kissing. Elon Musk.
Well, that's private.
And Amber.
Oh,
he was sneaking around.
That's disgusting.
Hey, has anyone seen Elon? We need to go over some of the plans for the SpaceX launch. I know he's doing a poo in Amanda Heard's bed.
That was not him, by the way.
No, do you know who it is? I've worked it out. Who? Barnaby Joyce. But I watched the...
A bit of revenge poop.
A bit of, he snuck in
is
and
there
gone,
such a thing?
Who's laughing now?
That's terrible. Just saying on Elon Musk, you know that Tesla has gone through the roof. Sales
of
Tesla.
I don't get Tesla. I don't understand how they're still not mass-producing
cars. Well,
in
locked
cars.
Everybody at this time. Yeah, because they're electric. They go, people are going, well, we're going to do that. That's the future. People are trying to work out what to do. Anyway, can we get back to SpaceX, please? They touched down in the
splashdown,
water.
I beg your pardon.
Splashdown. And when I think of a capsule splashing down, all I can think of is this. Ba-dum-bum. Tony Nelson splashing down, and that's when he meets I Dream of Jeannie, and it's off the coast of Florida.
Oh, I would love that.
That is amazing. Now, this is what happens, though. What happens when now in 2020 you splash down on a Sunday afternoon in Florida? Heaps of boats are out. Everybody's out having a bit of a boating day.
Well, you could hit one. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Don't worry about hitting them. It's the oglers coming and go, what's that? What the F's that?
Rubbernecking.
Oh, it's this rubbernecking. The toxic fumes and whatever coming
off
the capsule.
Would never happened in NASA's day. Well, NASA wouldn't have allowed
that. But why did
they
not have, this is what I can't work out, it's NASA, right? Mm. Why didn't they just even have boys out there to sort of rush in and keep them protected from all, and all these boats had Trump Make America Great flags and all that photo opportunity. And not that I'm cynical, but I'm just saying, there's just incredible this. Why does NASA not say, hey, back off everybody? The astronauts had to tell people to stay away from us. We've just been in space.
Yeah. It's only Bob and Doug. You know what I mean?
Hang on, hear you speak ill of Bob and Doug.
They're probably in their speedos. The way they get out, they're probably, you know what I mean?
Dad dancing when they come
they're
out.
They're probably covered in chicken fat like Des Redford about to swim to shore.
Well, I'm very happy they came home safe
good
and sound.
Good on them. I love a good splashdown. When I was in Washington, I went to the Smithsonian, I went to the Aerospace Museum.
Lucky.
Oh, but
it's beautiful.
What those guys used to do. They actually had like the return capsules of some of those NASA things, and they've got a cross section, and I swear to God, there is literally about 2 inches of metal between their ass and 36,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Occupational health and safety was not very big in that.
I reckon Doug and Bob would have had those little donuts for their bot-bots. You know,
anyway,
those little
cushions.
We're
happy they're down. I know.
They're probably listening to Smooth FM as the capsule return to Earth.
Well done.
Welcome home, uncles.
Yeah, you got it. Coming up soon, Narrowly Meadows.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's happening with my hand clapping weekend? Is that happening Friday?
Yes. You delegate to us, so we'll make it happen.
I have mentioned the idea. Yeah. It's come
Speak to Fitzy.
I would have thought you guys would take a good idea like that and run with it. And
you know, we've got it all covered.
Yeah, it's fine. It's going to happen. Yeah, we've
got it.
Hey, we were talking about hand clapping songs.
We were talking about our astronauts before, Doug and Bob, and you thought their names are very boring.
I said they're boring. What happened to the sexy old days of the right stuff when these guys were giants, were pioneers?
Buzz Aldrin is one of the best names of all time. How about this for the Mercury 7? This was their names. There was Gordon, Scott, John, Gus, Wally, Alan, and Deke.
Oh, Jane, why do you have to ruin everything?
Just letting you know that Bob and Doug ain't so
Wally,
bad.
Was Wally in there?
Oh, yeah. Gus and Wally. I don't mind Deke. That's a pretty cool name.
But those guys, they were true pioneers.
Oh, yeah.
These old bastards,
Bob and Doug.
There's still a huge element of danger.
They had the right indicator
still,
the whole way.
Total elements of danger.
All danger. Even when they're training,
everything to do with being an astronaut's dangerous. Why would you do it?
Do you know what they should be wearing? Space cardigans. Someone should develop a space cardigan.
That is a great suggestion. Why don't you contact NASA and they will
contact Elon Musk when he stops pooing and it's been.
Wow, that's careful. Be careful. Don't you accuse him of doing that because he's right out there.
He's so out there. You're saying he's going to sue me?
He might be listening now for all we know. There's something about him that is spooky.
How did his court case go? Remember the one with the guy from the Thai mines, the cave diving?
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Remember when he saw? Yeah. This is when your boyfriend.
No, he got in big trouble for that, actually. He did get sued for that. And I think the fellow of which he besmirched his name won. I'm not going to go into that. Can I talk about another sort of, speaking of besmirching people, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres is.
Oh, hang on!
Wait!
What? Is this entertainment?
Bang! She's read every mag, tweet, and blog, and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's entertainment report.
I love your entertainment report.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I live for entertainment.
Yeah,
I live.
You're a doyen of the entertainment business.
And I love it. I love it. And I love.
What do you got?
I love Ellen.
I do too.
I'm really disappointed. I don't know what's going on.
It's a chick show, isn't it? I'm not being silly, but women watch that. I guess. It's designed for women, by women, for women.
It is an empowering woman show. It gives women lots of prizes.
All women in the audience.
Women can go on and dance. Yeah. They scream. They carry on. And it is, seems to be. And she ends the show by saying, be kind to each other.
It seems like it's almost happy clappy, isn't it? It's almost happy clappy.
It's so earnestly cultish, be nice, and feel good.
They're always giving money out to mums who have done a great job homeschooling people. A kid. Or, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And she was a trailblazer and was one of the first celebrities to come out and to a detriment, in fact, when she did that. She's very funny. And she's very clever and talented, but unfortunately her production company has come into a very, very big issue lately. And it is another hashtag MeToo scandal, in fact.
Wow.
And she has had to defend
it. Hashtag MeToo? How's it MeToo?
Because
she's been hitting on people.
Not her, some of the male producers on the show. And, you know, as a defense, something that I find a little rich, when people go, oh, I was only joking. Okay. When you suggest
This isn't the big thing that's bringing her down, though, is it? What's happening with Ellen, it's about she's a bitch.
That is bringing her down, but what is happening is that on top of her being a bitch, the guys that work for her and the women have been harassing people, and it's the women as well who have been harassing people sexually. It's like that big. It's explosive.
I didn't think that was a sign. I'm coming from a completely different. I read the papers every day.
Yeah.
And I think I've read that story once. What I read every day is disgruntled staff say Ellen is a bitch and it was a terrible place to work for.
That is true.
And that seems the story. And on the basis of that, they're bringing in third parties to.
Yes. Okay. So it's 10 times worse behind the scenes. So not only is she a bitch.
Right.
Apparently, the show has such a bad toxic environment that it always happens to interns, have been subject to harassment by senior people.
There's nothing funny about that. I can't really talk about that, can we?
But this is what the story is. This is what the toxic workplace culture is. That is what has been happening.
I thought it was. I apologise. I thought it was. Oh. It was funny because there's a whole raft of disgruntled staff who were going. She's terrible. They're mean to us, and they pretend they're kind, but they're not. If they're genuinely sexually harassing people, I apologise for.
No. And you didn't imply that. You didn't make light of that.
Well, I thought it was funny for.
No. Well,
I thought there was a big case that someone who says be kind to everybody is not kind.
So what she's done is she's come out with a big statement, and this is the big issue. She's come and said, oh, look, this is a terrible thing that's going in my company, but it's not me. It's other people who I put in charge. So she has absolutely extricated herself from the blame. And all this has been the big issue. Shall we move off, Alan?
I think we should. I thought the funny bit was like other celebrities coming out going, yeah, she's a bitch.
Well,
apparently,
no.
It's a lot worse than that. So,
yes,
I tell you what, let's do. Let's take a break and continue.
Okay.
All right. With Entertainment Report.
Entertainment Report,
you got it. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
We welcome Nellie Meadows to the microphone. Nellie, my couch has a massive ass groove in it after the biggest weekend of AFL in history, and then flicking around, I've got FA Cups, I've got NRLs, I've got
there's a lot going on.
I'm under house arrest.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No,
to be
that's
honest,
good.
About stage four at this stage, I'm quite enjoying myself. But boy, is there a lot of sport. Where do you want to start?
I tell you what, my couch as well, because I live alone, it's got an ass print in one spot. The rest of it is absolutely pristine, Mickey, so I join you there. But Nick Kyrgios, I might sell 2/3 of my couch at the end of this. Nick Kyrgios, he has opted out of the US Open. He says he's putting the health and safety of the community first. Now, it comes after world number one Ash Barty also said that she wasn't heading over to New York. The 25-year-old Nick Kyrgios, he's branded the sport as selfish and called on other players to reconsider. As we know, Nick doesn't do anything by halves. So let's just take a little listen, because he gave a feral clip to a few players.
Tennis players, you have to act in the interest of each other and work together. You can't be dancing on tables, money grabbing your way around Europe, or trying to make a quick buck hosting an exhibition. Think of the other people for once. I will not be playing this year at the US Open. But I'm sitting out for the people, for my Aussies, for the hundreds and thousands of Americans who have lost their lives. For all of you, it's my decision, like it or not.
Wow. There you go.
He's so self-righteous. What the hell?
So he is doing his bit for the people. He's keeping his ass on the couch as well.
God.
Can I just say that he's a man of the... He should be going out with Greta Thunberg. They're perfectly
matched. There's a couple.
Oh,
my God.
I like the fact that Australian tennis players are now pulling out before they even get to the tournament. I usually enjoy it when they pull out one set in. the patented Tomic move. And of course, okay, fire away. Next story, please.
I've got a new entrant for club COVID-19, guys.
Hold that right there. That's a new... Have we got a new jingle for club
let's
COVID-19?
Do it, guys.
Yeah.
I like it. That's pumping.
Wow.
It's not epic enough for me.
very fitting for this too. Not one, not two, not three, 12 people. And look, our thoughts, all jokes aside, our thoughts with Melbourne United. 12 players.
Tell me what's
12
happened
players
here.
What? So tested positive. Bloody
hell. For COVID-19. So 12 Melbourne United players, those who have tested positive, those who haven't, obviously all of them right now are quarantining, as well as the South East Melbourne Phoenix. This just goes to show just how infectious this virus is, really. The fact that so many people involved in one club have tested positive.
Yeah.
It won't affect the NBL season at the moment. We're expecting a bit more news, obviously, as this plays out. But the 2021 NBL season is scheduled now to tip off in December. Hopefully that's still the case. But thoughts on all of them, and let's hope there's no big concerns.
What about the Washington Generals? The Washington Generals, are they okay?
Why,
Mink? Well, they can't keep playing the Harlem Globetrotters and losing. If they keep losing, if they keep losing like that, there's got to be a health reason or something behind it. You know, they haven't won once.
Yeah.
So you reckon we're just dating it all the way back to all the way back in the day?
I reckon if we were contact tracing, This would go back to the Washington Generals. For sure. That's all I'm saying. Right.
Very
keep
interesting.
Moving.
Check the sewerage. Isn't that how we worked out that?
Yes, you're right, Nez. You're right.
Look, in the AFL, I tell you what, it has been an expensive weekend,
oh,
let's be honest.
Dear.
Nathan Buckley, the Collingwood coach, he's been fined $25,000. And Brenton Sanderson, it must be said, the assistant coach as well. 25 has been suspended. So 25 they've got left of a 50 grand fine. Basically, they went out and had a hit of tennis over in Perth, but they decided to have a couple more people, including Fed Cup captain Alicia Molik.
Yeah. So,
great girl. We love Alicia. She's unreal.
Yeah.
That is an expensive tennis match.
Wow.
Eddie McGuire on Triple M this morning, the president who called for, you know, people to be really harsh on this and for the AFL to come down
hard. To send them home, I think was his quote, wasn't it? They should be sent home.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, he sort of said, no, you're taking it out of context. I just said for it to be harsh and it is harsh and everyone's putting their hand up and those two are going to split the bill. But I tell
can I make a suggestion?
What?
Nathan Buckley replaces Nick Kyrgios on the US tour.
Well, I'll tell you, Nathan can play. Bucks can play tennis, so that was not a bad idea.
What about this? We rename the Rod Laver Tennis Centre, the Rod Laver Arena, the Nathan Buckley Arena. You've got some pull, narrowly.
But it was a misunderstanding, wasn't it, Nez? Didn't they think,
Look, they certainly didn't do it on purpose, and they had spent more than the 2 weeks in Perth, so it wasn't like they broke the, you know, the actual protocols of WA. But
you're an apologist now for Collingwood football.
No, but it didn't go well because they didn't win yesterday, so it's
they lost.
That's a game they probably should have won.
Well done, Nearly. I should have mentioned that at the start. You're a good Perth girl, and you love your Freo Dockers, and congratulations on a fantastic win.
I'm having a very happy Monday after that win
yesterday.
Well,
you need something, don't you, in this lockdown?
I'll tell you what to do.
Hell.
We're going to keep you around. There's some more stuff we want to work through.
Narrowly.
Can you hold on the line?
Absolutely.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malone.
Thankfully, we love Narrowly on a Monday with our sports rap. Song Whisperer not far away, too.
Now, you have big Dally M news to announce for NRL fans.
I tell you what, guys, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, wants to ban TikTok, and I reckon an NRL star might be with him on this one. Nathan Cleary, who is the Panthers halfback, he's in the running and one of the favourites to win the Dally M medal. But the problem is he was banned for two games earlier this season for a TikTok, TikTok dance. He got caught out. Now, the NRL has confirmed he's going to miss the chance. He obviously missed up the chance to pick up points during those games, but he also gets docked 3 points per game as per the rules for suspension in the NRL. So 6 points he misses out on in the running for the Dally M. It's a massive blow.
Can I just say this, though, narrowly? If I'm working at NRL headquarters and I hear that there's been a social media debacle involving one of our players, I'm just happy it's not a dick pic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think in the long run, they'll be happy. They'll be happy
that it's. You're in the high ground,
and I laugh. Narrowly, there's so many other things that it could be.
They're happy that it's a TikTok dancing fiasco.
And not a TikTok?
Not something else.
Nice term. Like it.
Yeah. All right, what else have you got?
I just wanted to let you know that your boy Dave Reynolds, he's going to be a dad.
We know.
That's great news.
How good is that?
Baptist winner. He's revealed they're expecting a kid in early 2020. I think he was 2021. He was pretty shocked by it. So congratulations.
Shocked?
I expect him.
I think it's been in the planning for a long time.
I expect him to race.
In that happy sort of way, you know, like he was super overwhelmed and you know, when he was broken to him, he was very excited about it.
I think he should race with a baby chair in the back and a baby. That would be.
I like that.
And then when his pit crew runs out, someone runs out with a bottle and just in the back seat, and then off they go again. 52
I like
laps.
It.
All also, right, what else?
British GP Lewis Hamilton, he won his seventh British Grand Prix, a record, on track to win his seventh World Championship. Our Aussie Dan Ricciardo finished fourth, equal best at Renault.
There's and Dan, Lewis, I believe Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, is Lewis Hamilton single?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry. I know he's
I think he'd be a good couple.
So...
I think he'd be a good couple, just saying.
Me and Lewis Hamilton.
More baby news, is there coming out?
I wouldn't have to worry about JobKeeper anymore.
No, I know.
Well, I've got some sad news for you involving him, but he's just released. He wants to be a singer. I hate sports.
Oh, no.
It's a classic case of stay in your lane, but he's just done a single with Christina Aguilera, and it's him.
No,
and
he has
can
not.
Can we find it, please?
I'll have a look.
But,
Oh my God, that's tragic.
If I was driving a car and that came on, I would crash it.
Is it better or worse than Brett Lee?
Hang on, it's in the conversation.
All right, wait, one more quickly. The FA Cup's been won and run.
Yeah, I believe Jane's got a happy household. Arsenal came from 1-0 down to beat Chelsea 2-1 at Wembley. Record 14th.
Finally,
FA
a happy
Cup.
Household. This is coming from a Demons family. So at
good
least
on you,
we
narrowly.
Have Arsenal.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks for dropping by. All right, Dave, hit the music.
Here we
time
go.
For.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Okay, mate. Synopsis, please.
Well, according to express.co.uk, Lewis Hamilton is currently single.
Oh.
Hey,
and what that's not part of the song. That's
no,
not,
I
that's
like
not
that.
The synopsis.
The song is horrific. The song,
what do you mean
the
song is
the
horrific?
Song is a, the song itself is a character.
I honestly don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's like a real soul kind of love song, two-parter, done in that very hip-hoppy kind of film clippy way with him being super cool. Trust me, it's just wrong on a lot of levels. Oh, okay.
Sounds fun.
Hey, okay. Synopsis, please.
All right. This is an impassioned 4-minute interpretation of a true story with an often misheard lyric. It's a history lesson. It's a protest. It's an education. It's the story of a large company placing profits ahead of people. Mm-hmm. It is a true tale of woe.
Blinded by the light.
Oh.
Not blinded by the light.
I know the. I think I've got it. So I better not say it.
Keep your guess for after the break.
All right, let's do it. Jane, have you got one? Yeah.
I said twice. That's not very good radio, is it? I ain't going to bump no more with no big fat woman.
Okay, that's good radio.
Did you say misheard song lyric? Maybe the Go Go's. Our lips are sealed. People used to think this one was Alex the Seal. That's all I got.
Is that your contribution?
Alex the Seal. It is not the
government. That's all I got. Yeah.
Good idea. 133353. Give us a call.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be an absolute cracker, make no mistake about that. Coming up, the great Tom Gleisner, who I roughed up last week. Let him on a merry-go-round.
He's the current Daryl Summers of Australian television.
Is he still doing it, is he? He's still in charge? He's the guy?
He's still in charge, and have you been paying attention? I call BS. I've got a few stories. Well, let's just say...
Give us one.
It's a showdown in Los Angeles. Furious Wills and Kate land in America. They're taking on Meghan and Harry. It's getting ugly.
Fight.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting.
They're
going
to take a house next door to them in LA.
I can't go into it. It's really distressing.
It's worse than the Kardashians. Lay off Courtney, everyone. Lay off Courtney. Hey, also, we'll catch up with our man in quarantine up there in Townsville.
Oh, Michael.
Michael, we'll see how his weekend was. But seriously, he's not that different to us right now here in Victoria, is he?
We can't go out after 8 p.m.
No.
Until 5 a.m. in the morning in Victoria.
That's my time to shine. They're my optimal hours.
In fact,
that's when I come
alive.
It's
not a bad idea, just quietly. I think that's a good thing.
I'm a vampire.
I think it's good. Mickey, stay home.
Never. You watch me sneak out. All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Synopsis, please.
This is an impassioned 4-minute interpretation of a true story with an often misheard lyric. It's a history lesson. It's a protest. It's an education. It's the story of a large company placing profits ahead of people. It is a true tale of woe.
Right. Is it You've Got a Friend in Me?
Big pardon.
Oh,
what would it be that?
The Randy Newman song.
You've got a friend in me.
Oh, Lord. Are you okay?
No, I told you I was learning You've Got a Friend in Me on ukulele. I've just started.
Oh, yes.
It's really hard.
Oh, you've got
it's
your
got so many chords.
Oh, my God. I don't think we can do this now.
No, let's hear it.
Let's be fun. You've got a friend in me.
guys.
Oh,
you got a friend in me.
Oh, dear. Needs
That's
cover.
All I'm going to play.
Needs cover.
Well done, Gene. I love it.
If you're just tuning in now.
What am I doing?
Whatever happened?
Did I just do that?
Well, whatever. Do you do it again?
No,
do it again.
You,
I like
do
it.
Do it again. You're going to
come on.
One
come
more time.
On.
No, you don't support
I'll sing along.
No, we'll do it. Jane Kennedy, you got a friend.
You've got a friend in me.
Mickey.
You got a friend in me.
We should do a garage session. You got... You know, years from now, people will go, what happened to Kennedy Malloy? And I'll play that precise
This is the date.
And go...
What's the date today? Let's mark it down.
It's the 3rd of August.
It was only the first day of stage four. It was only day one of stage four.
But don't worry, I've got my electric guitar and my amp here too, so stand
by. Plug that in.
The cowbell's in the studio. Can someone send me the cowbell?
Oh, my God. Let's get the cowbell to Mick in isolation, please.
Needs to. That's an essential item,
isn't it? This is going to be.
Yeah.
We'll do a big session. So this is music we're talking about, and, of course, the Song Whisperer is here.
Yes. And Song Whisperer. Organize a Gene Kennedy, Sam Neill ukulele duet.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I will contact Sam.
Can I just say this? It'll start out as a 50-50, and then he'll just dominate. In the end, you'll be lucky.
Well, you're just pissed off because you had to share the screen with him, but not share, like, if you know what I mean. Like,
Have you seen now? He's started filming on Jurassic Park again.
He has. So he's in a different echelon to you.
Would you think it'd kill him to put in a word for me?
Well, what do you want to play? A dinosaur or a raptor?
No, I want to be part of the team.
You'd play a sneaky raptor.
I want to be part of his I want to be there. Oh,
what?
Can I just...
You'd be driving one of those trucks in
one
the
One of the trucks
Jurassic
being chased
Park.
By a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That'd be Who fun. Gets eaten?
Just that.
You'd be the guy sitting on the toilet getting eaten.
Yeah.
We're reading a book and all of a sudden, whooshka, through the wall comes a whole a triceratops.
You know, not a bad idea.
Can you have a word? Tell him.
I will. Don't worry.
Haven't heard back from old matey either.
Who?
Russell.
Yeah. Russell. You said he was going to do a two-hander with me, and now
Russell was not serious about that. He knows
your
limitations.
Dave, find the bit where he says, I'm a very good actor, please.
Okay, we'll
No,
grab
he
that.
Did not say you're a very good actor. He did not.
Why can't you be happy for me, Jane?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually.
Have you ever been on the big screen? I don't know.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yes, as Jane the Singing Dentist in the Wiggles movie once. It was the first, it was shown on big screen, and my son said, oh, my God, get me out of here. This is so embarrassing.
You tell Russell Crowe and Sam Neill that you can run but you can't hide. One day they're going to face the full force of me on stage, on big screen. Right.
Could you play a nasty guy, like a criminal, like a real bad guy?
Mate, if I should play another guy in a different car to Russell.
Okay. All right, we might have to go to Song Whisperer. Who wants to go to calls? Desperately.
The Song Whisperer is winding us up in his segment.
He is. Hello.
What is it? Alistair, what do you got?
Hi, Nick. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alistair.
How old are you, mate?
I'm 13.
Oh, good
13? Jeez. Oh. All right. Well, have a crack, mate. Sorry about some of the language in this segment. Jane works a bit blue.
Now you're apologising. Sorry, Alistair. I have to work with a juvenile.
Yeah. What's your song?
Is it From Little Things, Big Things Grow? From
Hang on, I'll get the ukulele out. From little things, different key big things.
That's like you, Alistair. Alistair, you're a little thing who's growing into a big thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks, me.
Yeah, 13-year-olds love hearing stuff like that.
He's 13. He's on the cusp of manhood. He's about to take the big journey.
Oh
he trust me. Trust me. I speak on behalf of all 13-year-olds.
Correct, you do.
Song Whisperer.
Unfortunately for Alistair, not correct.
Ah, thank you. It's a beautiful song. Thank
give
you,
him
Alistair.
A prize.
We've got a prize, Alistair. Pat, and plus we're going to get you a Garrard session with the Killers as well, so they'll be coming straight to your home.
We'll get your mum and dad a case of Brick Lane as well, Alistair. You tell them.
Thank you very much.
Good on you.
He sounds like a good kid. He sounds like a good kid who'd do his homework, not like my boys who spend 5 hours playing computer games pretending to be. No!
They're in grade one.
and that's as far as they'll get.
That's where it starts. Should we go to Ryan?
Sure.
Sure.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Jane. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm hanging in there actually today. It's a very unusual show, but go ahead. What do you think the Song Whisperer's song is? He's given quite a few clues out.
I believe it's Blue Sky Mine by Midnight Oil.
Alright, Song Whisperer,
what's the mistaken lyric in that? What's the mistaken lyric in that?
Who's going to shave me is the mistaken lyric. And it's correct. It's Midnight Oil.
Who's going to shave me? Why do they sing that?
Who's going to save me is the correct lyric. But it sounds like, and I always thought as a kid.
Take us out some ukulele. Hey, what about a ukulele special? Have we got a ukulele special?
I'll get Vance doing that.
Can get a ukulele special up and going.
Mickey.
Oh, well, here's something. This is Blue Sky Mine. Hey, well done to you, Ryan. We're going to get you also a Killer's Garage session invite and a case of Mickey's
Brick Lane. Why can't my boys be more like Alistair? He seems like a good kid.
How good was he?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Like coming up against me, the big guns.
Who don't?
The big Sam Neill's and Russell Crowe's. If you notice, they dodge me like a bullet.
I think they're very comfortable in their own skin.
Russell Crowe admitted on this show last week that I am a a giant of the screen. I'm paraphrasing him,
really?
But he suggested
convenient.
That I am one of the modern.
Yeah.
Have you got the clip from the show?
Yeah, this is from last week.
He surprisingly has got some acting chops.
I do a lot of
do
with
trust
exercises.
Talented actor.
Let's not go too far.
Very talented actor, Russell Crowe. Okay.
He was promoting a movie and he
Send that to your mate Sam Neill, who's now decided to drop me. Like we were a team. We're a team on Ride Like a Girl.
And you were actually never in a scene with him, though, were you?
Not by the time he got to the editor.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, that film was all about me and my dark Peter Moody character. Have we got a guest?
Yes, from Have You Been Paying Attention, Tom Gleisner on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Tommy, how are you?
Hello, Mickey. Hey, Jane.
Do you think I'm a giant of the screen, Tom? Do you think of me as one of the greats?
Or do you think he's a giant?
I heard as a fact that not only was Mick and Sam Neill not in any of the same scenes, they were in the same country at the same time. All the bits were done differently, separately.
Yeah, they cut my nude scene, I know.
Oh, I'm off it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be there for the IMAX release.
Hey, Tom, when am I back on the show? When am I back on Have You Been Paying Attention?
You were on last week and you I think you got 3 questions right, so that's
Tom, how did he behave on set? Because, you know, Ellen and all that, you know, we just know all that's all a bit narky. Was he well behaved?
No. A toxic workplace environment, no place in it.
Working Dog have questions to answer, I think. I think I've submitted
Mick has some accusations about
accusations of my treatment on set a la Ellen. I'm thinking of going.
It's a toxic workplace.
I'm saying I was not treated inappropriately, but you seem like Ellen. Say hi to your friends and isn't it? Be kind to other people. Yet on stage, you're a monster. On set, you are a monster.
Are you liking
and you're playing it on the culture? You're
Tom
playing
Gleisner
it on the culture
too.
At working.
I think the phrase no eye contact with Mr. Gleisner, that's not asking too much, is it?
Oh, Tom, how are you going? You're in Victoria, so are you in... what's your ISO situation now? It's pretty crazy,
you know, we're muddling along. Are we a disaster officially or an emergency?
It's a disaster. It's been declared a disaster.
Oh, there you go. But I'm staying on top of this pandemic because I've gone out and bought myself one of those special thermometers that you don't have to stick in anywhere. You just point them at people.
The head ones.
Have you seen them, Jane?
Well, I do have. I've acquired some, but just don't leave them lying around for kids to play with because they look like a gun. Don't put them in people's eyes.
I have become the world's most boring man because I'm just going. Hey, honey, 36.4, up 0.2 from this morning, and even my kids are refusing to have their temperatures read. So I've been forced to do the dogs each day.
I've tried that too. Tom, what's the average temperature of a dog?
I checked with Dr. Mary, and they're 38 to 39, although it can go to 40 if mentioned walkies. So it's a spike.
Yeah. I keep one in the boudoir, so I know when to calm the farm. Okay. You know.
What's wrong with you? Your pardon.
Mick, you know that we take it very seriously, and have you been, and all our contestants are temperature checked, and last week, Mick, you're on, and you recorded 0.08, which is an extraordinary figure.
That's very low for him.
That was early in the show, Jane.
Okay, that should be much higher.
Hey, sounds like you've got a good show organised this week, Tommy. My favourites, Celia Pakwola, she's always great. She's as good as it gets in this country.
Yes, we've got Marty Shegold, who's soon to be
recently,
on
JobKeeper.
grill him about his intentions in radio.
Yes, where do you think he's going to go?
I'll ask the hard questions. But here's the thing, they say 9 o'clock, but we're coming on after this Bachelor show, the Bachelor in Paradise. And you know me, Jane, I'm a big Bachelor fan.
Tom.
I can work out how that ends with the rose ceremony, but I can't work out Bachelor in Paradise. They just seem to sort of gather at the pool and compete for most visible tattoo.
You're correct. I think it's like they compete for a route, is basically.
Okay. That's why it's taking till 9 o'clock. Thank you for explaining that.
Yes, it goes into adult viewing.
Mm, have you ever been approached, Tommy, to be the Bachelor?
I often think, what would I, of all the show, you know, would I do Jungle? Because that, you know, you'd lose a bit of weight and maybe get a radio career out of it. I don't know. Dancing would be just too stressful.
You'd be good at that. I've told you that before.
Too much. You'd be good at Jitterbug or something.
If they bring back The Biggest Loser, I could be a star. Or I don't know about the any of the other franchises. I think you have to be unmarried for a start, and heavily tattooed.
The only one I've ever been asked to be involved with is Celebrity Overhaul, Channel 9.
I think we know what that is all about.
They gave me a call, and it was Channel 9 at the time, and they said, you know, here's it. I said, how long does the season go? They go, 8 weeks. I go, you won't even touch the sides. Good luck.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a word. The Tin Head one was like Celebrity Train Your Dog. Remember that one?
Russell Gilbert, was he involved in that?
Oh, Gilbert, was it?
I think Gilbo did a dog training show.
We should do a dog training. We should just do a dog show where we go out and just
muck around with dogs.
I'm a dog whisperer.
Now you're a dog whisperer.
We'll
call it Frankston Vet. Frankston Vet.
Nice.
Let's try it. Hey, Tommy, we can't wait to see if you've been paying attention at what time did you say?
The special late time after the performance route at 9 p.m. this evening.
Hang in there, Australia. It'll be worth your while.
I'm talking to my lawyers about my treatment on that part. Thank you,
Tom.
Thank you, Tommy.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Prince Harry has been missing for 72 hours.
It's time to call bull.
Okay.
I'm going to read out the headlines because that always makes me happy when I go. Yes. Showdown in Los Angeles. Furious Wills and Kate land in America.
I call bull.
Are they even in America? Do you know that they're in America?
No, they're not in America. Are they? No, they're not in America. But what's coming out is this book that's been written. And it alleges stuff like Kate was not welcoming to Meghan when she moved into Harry's Nottingham cottage. Apparently, this is a bizarre anecdote. Meghan took issue with the fact that Kate was going shopping and despite knowing her future sister-in-law was headed to the same store, she refused to offer her a lift.
Oh, come on.
We're talking about the royal family here. Kate's going down. Oh, I'm just going down to Zara. All right, and they're at. Oh, I'm not going to take you, am I? No, you're not coming with me.
Dueling carriages.
It is ridiculous.
You see two carriages parked out the front of.
I love
now
that.
Another, apparently, according to another report in Vanity Fair, Kate took Meghan a bunch of flowers to help mend the tension between the two of them. And Meghan apparently told Kate in no uncertain terms, flowers are not enough. Now, maybe she had carnations. Fair enough. I would understand that. But can you believe this? What, this is huge, and poor Harry, that's who I think.
Here's one of the quotes from the book, which I believe has been leaked, that started the rot between Harry and Wills. was Wills took him aside when they started going out and referred to Megan as that girl. He apparently he's gone, you might just want to slow it down with this girl.
Oh. Well, probably good
advice.
Is that
bad? Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad, but good advice.
No, it's your brother.
Yeah.
Right, yes, your brother, you want to be protective.
You might want to take a restraining order out against that girl.
You want to
something
be
I hear from my brothers occasionally.
This is all we want to say. Now, I'm going to go on. Yeah, this is Woman's Day, I'm going to go straight to the back page.
Fire away.
It's an ad. It's an advertisement for an upcoming show on Channel 7.
Mm. What is it?
It's a show that has an unfortunate acronym. The acronym is POO. That is Plate of Origin. The World Cup of Cooking with our mates, Gary Meehan, Manu and Matt Preston. But I want to draw attention, anybody who's in a shopping centre or a supermarket, if you can get one, you've got to check it out. It's the most photoshopped picture I've ever seen in my life. These boys look like women. I'm not joking. They look like women with beards. It's the most
What are you suggesting? That
it is the most photoshopped picture. Wow. You know, what was it, Dave, you said it reminded you of? Was it you?
I can't remember.
No, it was like the John Travolta movie. Maybe it was Jay. What's that series?
I said an album cover from the 70s.
Yeah, no, Jay, what did you say?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It is the most insane picture I've ever seen in my life. And you know what, guys? It's okay to say, no, I don't agree with that. Mm. All right,
how's Matt Preston
on.
Look? Is he like a...
He looks like a woman with a beard. He's trim and taut, and he looks pretty. That is what I would say.
Mm.
All right, now, speaking of pretty, I'm going on to New Idea and Britney Spears.
Mm. Yep, sure.
Now, this has been concerning me. I haven't understood what's going on, but now I understand. There is a Free Britney hashtag going on because people think her father is holding her hostage. And I'm very disturbed. Why? Because she's worth a lot of money and apparently her father's a bit nuts. Okay. And every video that she's putting out lately is insane and they think it's a cry for help for her to get out of her house. Mm. Disgust.
A bit like Harry.
A bit like Harry.
Every time you see them, you go, mate, give us a wink if you want us to come and get you.
That's true.
Are you okay?
He's doing crazy videos with Megan. She's doing crazy videos on her own. So there you go. That is the latest update.
That was tip of the iceberg stuff, Jane Kennedy.
Well done.
We'll revisit this tomorrow.
You got that.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Last night, and looking at that fiasco at the quarantine hotels, I couldn't stop thinking about our man in quarantine up there in Townsville doing it tough. 11 days, I think it is now. Let's see how he's coping after a long weekend. It's Michael Hibbard. G'day, Michael. How are you?
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick. How you going?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, you still sound up and about, which is good. On what day are you? Day 11, is that right?
Day 11 tonight. I've got 4 days after this. I've got to go to day 15 to get out, but who's counting?
Who's counting? What was the highlight of your weekend, mate? What did you do?
Not a lot, Mick. It's pretty quiet here. You don't see anybody. There's no one in sight. I thought there was a bird flying up to visit me and turned out to be a drone.
They heard about you and your speedos, I reckon, and wanted to have a good look at you walking around in your lolly bags. Are you still in the speedos?
Yes, yes mate. No drama about those.
You're not so giving that up or anything.
You pack lightly. Hey, did you see the 60 Minutes report last night?
No, I didn't.
Has anyone tried to have sex with you while you're in lockdown?
This was in relation to the fact that the security guards did indeed have sex with one of the people staying at the hotel. Mm. Seen anything shady like that going on?
Simple yes or no answer, Mike.
No, it's a no answer. The police would never let them get past the door there.
Yeah. All right.
What are you most looking forward to?
As soon as I get home, I'm going to go and buy myself a big double sponge cake with fresh cream and passion fruit icing.
Is that something you normally have or have you just decided that's what you really want?
Well, I've had nothing sweet to eat here and that's what I've sort of got my mind set on at the moment.
But, of course, you'll have to cut that cake with a plastic knife because that's all you know how to use now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I'll be going straight in with my hands. I don't think I'll be worrying about the knife. Interesting enough, I had a knock on the door and there was a little parcel outside there. And I thought, hello, what's this? It looked like someone had sent me a paperback. It turned out to be a little bottle of rum, which I thought was fantastic. So it's the first drink I've had in a couple of weeks.
Who sent you that?
I don't know.
You sure it was meant for you?
Well, I didn't bother to look at the address. Once I'd opened it, I was keeping it, you know. And I got a phone call from the Red Cross doing their daily checkup. And the nurse just said to me, "Oh, Michael, I want to make sure you're in good spirits." And I said, "Sister, my spirits couldn't be better."
Literally. Good on you, Michael.
You're still soldiering on, mate. We'll check in with you before the big day, the release day. I'm sure all of Townsville's going to turn out for this. Yeah. It's going to be, there'll be a marching band. The police will be there. There'll be someone will be standing down in the end reception area with a sponge cake, I tell you.
They should.
See you, Mick. See you, Jane.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Encore range, which is guaranteed reliability. Superior quality. You can check them out at crown.com.
I can't tell you how happy I am they're back. Yeah. Bang. Play it, Dave.
There is nothing like a crown.
Oh, thank you.
An old friend back in the building, isn't it?
It is, Mick. Yeah, welcome back, Crown Forklifts. It's the Encore range, Mick, which we love. It's the superior quality and guaranteed reliability of a reconditioned Encore range of forklifts from Crown.
I'm going to get one. I don't even pick up large stuff. Oh, I'm just going to drive it round, look at stuff, think about picking it up.
You can pick me
driving.
Up in it. I would pick you up and drive you to work.
You'd be like on the front of the Titanic. You'd be like, "I'm king of the world." Mm.
That sounds perfect. We can dress up again.
As I took you through the streets like a queen, like the Pope. That's how they should get the Pope around. Pop him on a front of a forklift and raise him. He's, no looking up his skirt. No upskirting the Pope.
All right, no upskirting me. But you better do this because I'm really looking forward to it. You know what? Anybody can jump on board this because if you get one, it's renewed condition. These brilliant forklifts. They cost a lot less than a new forklift. They still come with the Crown Forklift Warranty. And you get the same level of support from Crown's network of sales and service locations.
So they're cheaper, but they're still a Crown. They've been given a cuddle. They've proven their worth. They're the workhorses.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're not frightened of getting there.
No, and they
dirty.
Look great. They look fantastic, I've got to say.
You know what, Jane? I would like to hear from Crown forklift owners.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be great to get? We keep banging on them, but imagine if we could daily speak to a forklift driver or a forklift owner or
Let's
someone
the
who's
real people
cocked up a few Ks at the wheel, behind the wheel of
the great mighty,
and we could get them to tell us about their experiences. Oh,
well, exactly.
How exciting
if you don't
would
believe
be?
Us, believe these people.
Should we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, 1-333-353. Give us a call now. We'll take your name and get you on the radio. Talk about it.
There's plenty of you out there.
Hey. Tell us, what's the biggest thing you've ever picked up? What's the best thing you've ever picked up? How's the Crown go? Come on, let's get going. Well done.
You can check them out.
Welcome back, baby.
Picking it up and putting it down.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Missed it? KennedyMalloy.com.au. Grab the podcast. Easy.
That's right. Who's on tonight, Jane? Who's on Ever Been Paying Attention?
Well, joining Ed and Sam and Tom Gleisner, of course, who was on earlier, is Melanie Bracewell, Marty Shegold, and Celia Pacola. What do you call Celia?
I love Celia. I love it when we're on together. She's very good.
Yes, call her. What's her nickname you call her?
Pekowski.
Because
I accidentally called her Celia Pekowski the first time I introduced her on stage when we were doing stand-up.
Oh my God.
Pekowski. That's a name for a cop,
like
isn't it?
It is.
It's like the Hill Street Blues. Pekowski, get here. Yeah. Get in my office.
It totally is.
This is my new partner, Pekowski. Mm. Just make sure that the Working Dog guys run a tight ship tonight. I don't want any Ellen-style incidences.
Well, we've
heard
discussed,
about Working Dog.
It's all been cleared. It should be all right. We know.
All right.
Again, so, you be careful with those Malloy boys running your business too.
There's an explanation for all those incidences of sexual...
Who can't take a joke?
Huh. As I said, my main defence, I was horny, Your Honour. And that is the end of the show. Have a good one.
Big show tomorrow,
Stay
too.
Stay safe.
We've got Merrick Watts and Mikey Robbins to join us tomorrow.
Good one.
For a Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.